כיצד מבוקם על הפרס? What is this Mishnah referring back to? Not so clear. Tos learns it's referring back to the Mishnah Mishameso, Balkeri Mavorich Lachrovin and Baruch Lefonov. We have mentioned the Brochus Lefneim already. Al Peris or Ilon, who Oimer Boire Prioage, Chutz Min Ayayin, Shel Ayayin Oma Boire Priagofen. Yayin as a chshivis, we'll see in the Gemara what it is exactly. That's koveya brocha liatzmo. Valperis oretz oma bar priadom chutz min apas shalapas oma motzi lechem min oretz. Okay, ala yirok, it's vegetables more or less. Uomim bar priha adomo. Rabbi Yehuda oma bar min edeshoyim. As Rabbi Yehuda will see later, the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be more specific and within Yerokis, within what we call Yerokis, you have the shoyim as well as vegetables, and zroyim like kidneys, so he breaks it down into two. We'll get to that eventually. Okay, now comes a ganz omud gemara, which is very interesting. Now, do we know that the brocha lefoneo is the rabbonon? We've had it a few times already. You have it by Balkeri, by Poyalim. This gemara goes under the assumption for the whole omud that the brocha lefoneo is midorais. Sometimes Gemara is like that. Okay, let's just see it like that. Menu ani mili. The Torah Rabbonim, where is a brais, the Torah Skoyinim? Kodesh, it says by Revai. Kodesh ilulim lashem. Melamed shetunim brocha lefneim ula achareim. Now, that limb is also not 100% clear what it is, but they bring a Yerushalmi, Pekah brings out a Yerushalmi, and Rashi's mashma that way too. Hilulim, he says, Loshin Chilulim. We're learning the hay as if it were. I'm sorry, now that's the next step. Hold one second. Hilulim Lashem, Loshin Halil, Hilulim, but plural. Melamit Shetunim Brocha Lifneim Ulachreim. Okay, it's mashma, it's matur revai over there. The first 3 years is early, you can't eat it. The fourth year you can eat the fruit, and it's kodesh ilulim lashem. Ilulim, there are praises. You see that when you can eat it, you have to make a brocha before and a brocha after. Now, Tosfos, the last Tosfos points out that this at the end of this avada nasmachta, because the brocha before is only midrabbanan, and even the brocha after is very unclear. Benching on bread is odorais. After that, it gets quite hazy. As Tosfos points out at the bottom, at the end of the day, that's what will come out. But the Gemara, or Yosover, Metchila, the Limud Gomorhu. The Gemara was going through here as if this was a real Limud, and it's odorais. We're going to go through the mechanics as if this were a real Limud. Mikan Omer Reb Akiva, Osu Lo Odom, Sheyitom Klum, Kolim Sheyivorech. From here, you see that you need a brocha lefoneo. It is right away a problem. I mean, the posuk, the way we're learning, Kipshuto Shteh, is teaching us two things: brocha lefoneo and brocha lachre. That's what it says. He lulim, a plural lashon. Mikan melam shetunim brocha lefnei machreim. Comes in by Kivin, says, you see, from here you need a brocha before you eat. Some are funny zach. There's many achronim, a problem, but many achronim go that we're going to have later a mem dalid. We're going to have a machloikis tanoim when. Is the daraisa to bench? What does it refer to? Only lechem? Some say zayin aminim. Reb Akiva holds on memdalid, even ochal shelik v'hu mezaynoi is mevorach olav gimel brachas. Reb Akiva happens to hold, no matter what you eat, you have to bench. So Reb Akiva doesn't need any mocker for the bracha lachareil, because he's got it in v'chalta v'savota. So mainly he said on this pasuk, his only additional new thing was the bracha lefonel. It's the price itself is saying both. Rabbi Akiva himself says, from here I see you need a brocha lefoneo. Because Rabbi Akiva himself has brocha lachoreo on anything from v'chalta v'savot to v'racht. Okay, now let's get to this price. Frag the Gemara, b'hai kodesh ilulim lohochi hudosa. You can use kodesh ilulim for this, meaning for brochas. Hai miboyalei, I need it, two limudim I have. Because again, hilulim, there's two things going on over here. Chad de Omar Rachmono Achlei Vahoda Achlei. This is what I meant. I made a mistake before. We're learning now Hilulim as if it said a ches over there. Hilulim. So it's telling me two things. It's telling me, first of all, the din that revai in the fourth year, right? The first 3 years is orally, you can't touch it. The fourth year, what's the din at a peiris? You have to be poi to them. Right? If you want, it's like Ma'aseh Sheni, basically. If you want to eat the Chutz Yerushalayim, you have to be poi to it. How do you know that? It doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. We learn it from this Hilulim, Miloshin Chilulim, meaning Achlei Vehodar Achlei. Be poi to it, be machal it, and then eat it. That's one thing we learn from Hilulim. Ve'iduch, we learn another thing. Dover Aton Shiro Ton Chilu. Sheino Ton Shiro Ain Ton Chilu. Meaning that the whole din of Revai was only said, the din of Revai was only said on Yayin, on Kerem. A Dover, it's to tell me that a Dover Shiyet Kodesh Hilulim. First, I'm telling you like this. Hilulim, Yilashim, Hilulim. So number one, I'm telling you, there's a Musik from Mechal Zayin here. Achlei v'hodar achlei. Number two, when do you have to be Mechalel? When did such a thing that with which you are Mechalel? Meaning something is Shei Shira. We'll soon see Ein Shira El Alayayin. So the Gemara is answering like this. You're using Hilulim, that plural lotion, to tell me, Brogel Efonel, Brogel Achreel. Lamaisa, I need both of them for something else. I need one to tell me the etzem din of pidyon by revai, and number two, I need to tell me that the whole din of revai is limited to kerem. Ukid Reb Shul Ban Achmoini, Om Reb Yoinasin, Dom Reb Shul Ban Achmoini, Om Reb Yoinasin, Minayin Sheinoyim Shira El Alayayin, meaning that the Shira by the Mizbeach, by Achilas Mizbeach, is only Be'ez Nisuch Hayayim. We learned it in Talmud. There's no Shira when you're Zorik Dom. There's no Shira by Nisuch Hamayim. The Shira Salavim is Be'ez Nisuch Hayayim. How do you know that? Shira Hayayim. Shenema Vatom Elohem Agefen Echdalti Estiroishi Hamisameach Elikim Va'anoshim. Yayin is Mesameach Elikim and Anoshim. Yayin is Mesameach Anoshim. We understand. What does it mean Mesameach Elikim? Im Anoshim Mesameach Elikim Bamem Mesameach. How is it? How do you say that Yayin is Mesameach Hashem? Okay, now, let's step back for a second here. You're asking me, Akasha, you can't use this pasuk for brachas, because I needed one for achlei v'hodar achlei, and one I need to tell me that the din of revai is limited to kerem. So now I'm going to say, that's not so simple. That's a machloikis we have in Gan Shas, is the din neta revai, that's how it's referred to. One Tana holds neta revai, meaning revai applies to all trees. One Tana says, Kerem Revai. So basically, right, we'll still take a little while for the arithmetic here, but basically the arithmetic will be easy. If you hold Kerem Revai, then you got a problem over here. Because if you hold Kerem Revai, then you're using one pasuk for Achle Vora Achle, and one of those psukim to tell me the din that it's Kerem Revai. But if you hold Neta Revai, meaning price of anything, so that second thing is open, you could use it for brachas. That's going to be the approach right now. That was the kasha. I need it for two things. Let's take a little while to get to the end of this kasha. Honicho lemandatoni neta revai. I mean, if you hold neta revai, so there is no posuk, the second one, to limit it to kerem. That could be used for brachas. We'll see. It's only one. We'll see in a second. El lemandatoni kerem revai. Mayiko lemeima. But if you hold kerem revai, then you have a problem. Because Chilulim, plural. You use it for two limudim, the plural. Two plural, yeah. Well, she says there, no. Chilulim, choshe chilulim. Chad minayo for this, chad for that. Oh, meantime, we get a little sidetracked. The Itmar, Rebchia, Reb Shimon, Berebi, chad toni kerem revai. One says in all the Mishnayos and Brais that talk about revai, it should say kerem revai. Because revai only applies to kerem, to grapes. The chad toni neta revai. So in the mandom of kerem revai, I have a problem because I need one pasuk of achle v'rachle, and we need a pasuk for what do you call it for to limit it to kerem revai. So I can still break that down too, because that will depend now. Where did the mandom of kerem revai get the idea that it's only kerem? If he got it from here, we got a problem. But if he could got it from somewhere else, then we're right there. Okay, we free one of these plukim. Another step. Ulamanda Tony Karen Revai. Honich, it's okay. Eol of Gzeirishova. If he got Karen from Gzeirishova, meaning one of these now is free for bracha. The Sanya Rebbe Omer Nema Kan by a Ravai Lohoisif Lochem Tvuasoi. The Nema Lahalon by this week's parsha. By last week's parsha, by the poil that's eating Usfuas HaKerem. So you have a Xerish Shovet, Tvua Tvua, Malahalon Kerem, Afkan Kerem. So in this tzad, even if you hold Kerem Ravai, but if he got the din Kerem Ravai from this Gzeir Shova, that frees me one of these chilulims. Ayat lechad hilul libracha. V'i lo yolif Gzeir Shova. This is the end of the kasha now. V'i lo yolif Gzeir Shova bracha minoli. It's a long kasha. Basically, what we're coming out to is like this. In the manda oma Kerem Ravai, if he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shova, then I have a problem. Because if he holds Kerem Ravai and doesn't have the Gzeir Shova, where did he get that it's only Kerem Ravai? He got it from one of the Chilulims. The other Chilulim, everybody holds Achlev or Achlev. So he's stuck. Both of them are used. You can't use it for brochas. But now the Gemara says, I have a better I now have another kasha. And even if I go the other way, so let's say he got Kerem Ravai from the Gzeir Shova. So that frees one of the Chilulim, but only one. So you're only going to get brocha achreo, not a brocha lefonel. We began by saying hilulim two. One for before, one for after. So even if I drop that kasha, you still have to kasha the other way. V'inami yolif gzeir shova. Let's say he learns the gzeir shova. That only frees one. Ashkechon liachrov lefonav minayin. Now again, I tell you all the rishonim point out, if you have only one, you'll go to brocha achreo. Because the one clear bracha we have is v'chalta v'sovot, benching. So if you have a choice, I'd go first. So the Gemara is saying like this, even if I'll make it, even if I'll go Kerem Ravai from the Gzeir Shov, I only free one. And the truth is, I mean, the Gemara could have asked better, even in Madom and Netter Ravai, I have that kashrut. Because even if I'll Netter Ravai, I'm only freeing one posuk. I still need one posuk for achle v'hod or achle. There's not more than one posuk open here, no matter how you hold. That's only by lechem. Yeah, it's for everything. Yeah, it means bracha for everything now. It's only for lechem, or maybe zayin aminim. It's going to be bracha, except Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it's on everything. That's what they claim. Rabbi Akiva, this whole discussion would only be bracha lechem. But nobody else holds that way. Everybody else holds that bracha lechem, bracha lechem, the world is limited. Either it's limited to lechem, like we hold, or, well, I don't know what we hold. It's a big question. What we hold, we'll see. Or it's limited to zayin aminim. So big machlokes are shayna. Do we hold the rice on alamicha dizakim? But it's certainly not on shackles. Boy pethom is boy apples zichanish. Osakimah holy kasha. That's not so terrible. If I have one pasuk, I'll be all right because I'll make a kalvachoyme. Das ya bekalvachoyme kishu soveya mivoreich kishu soveya mivoreich kshuroyv lokolshkein. That was interesting. Kavach Chaim is Rashi explains it later. Means if a person is mechuyev to thank Hashem when he's full, he's certainly mechuyev to thank Hashem when he's taking the food for him to make himself full. Now again, it's a difficult gemara. I mean, it's a reasonable Kavach Chaim. It's obviously not true. This Kavach Chaim, because at the end of the day, benchen is doraisa and amoitzi is not. So this Kalvachoymer is not true at the end of the day. It's not a real Kalvachoymer. This right away points, I can't be. Lav Kalvachoymer hu. Dem kein te brocha lefona midaraisa. It's interesting, Gemara here. Oh, so the Gemara I could still manage.
What is it then?
What?
It's not a real Kalvachoymer, but it's just
a swan. Yeah, one of those, you know. Yeah, very similar. You had back there on the... The blot you took over there, but I tell you, my kavachom is back and forth. None of them are really true. They're not really true. How you weigh that? Who knows? Chazal, let's hold on a second. They got bigger problems than that soon. Basically, Gemara is saying now, with one pasuk I can manage. The fact that I have one for achle v'hod or achle doesn't bother me. Because one pasuk free for the broch, I'll do it. I'll make it la'achov and make a choma to lefonov. But in the mandaoma kerem ravai, who holds no gzei reshovo, both psukim are pinned. With him, I have a real problem. Ashkechon. Oh, so now the Gemara is, even in this world, I've got problems. So let's say we'll go now Kerem Ravai with the Gzeir Shova. So I'm saying what? So I have one pasuk here. Achlev Arach. One pasuk is Brocha. So I'll use the Brocha Lachwe with the Kolshkin. So that's very nice. But what's the pasuk talking about now? According to Andoma Kerem Ravai, what's the pasuk talking about? Grapes. So you have a limud that you need a brocha l'achrei l'fanon, grapes. I need anything more than that. As you're taking out of this pasuk, the second hilulim, you see you need brochas. Afterwards, of course, came before. But on what? The pasuk in this mandom is limited only to grapes. So ashkechon kerem sharminim, the yolof mi, oh, sharminim, the yolof mi kerem. Ma kerem will make a simple limud. Ma kerem dovish anene v'ton brocha, I'll go simple. Kerem is a you need brachas. It's the same thing that way. I've called over shenene, it's on bracha. Fregman, not so simple. There are chumris in grapes. Ikala mifrach, malakarim, shekin chayiv ba'oilolois. Oilolois is a special matona that's only given by grapes. Oilolois is a very shvacha cluster. I call English, not a full cluster. Underdeveloped, correct. That has to go to the yaniyah. Fine, that din applies only by grapes. From the Allah, like a chikha pay applies to come out everything. Oilolos is specific to grapes. So Zogdi Gemara, you can't learn from grapes, kerem elsewhere. Grapes, you see, has a psalm yuchad dikadin for oilolos. Zogdi Gemara, no, that's not so terrible. Koma tochiach. Because lamaisa, I know there's a brocha by bread. Koma, meaning grain, so that I have it. You can't tell me. You'll tell me, you want to learn brochas from kerem, from grapes. I'll say, just like grapes has brochas, everything else has brochas. Like kerem. Kerem atach oilolos. Yeah, but koma doesn't have oilolos. So then one says, yeah, but malach koma shekhayev is bachala. It has its things. The chamish aminim have chala. Oh, kerem yochiach. Kerem doesn't. One of those. Chozer adin. Lo rizekirizeh. Hatzad ha-shoveh shubeh. And I'll take the tzad ha-shoveh. I have grapes and I have chamish aminim. And I'll say, malach tzad ha-shoveh shebohen. That they're both dovish and nene v'ton broch. I've called dovish and ton broch. Frag the Gemara as it always does. If I can find a common denominator chumra, then I'm going to break that also. Malat tzad ha-shovim shekin yesh bo tzad mizbeach, a new one. Tzad mizbeach, because grapes go on the mizbeach benisu chayimayim un chames aminim go in menoches. Frag the Gemara is zayis. I'll give you ground. Zayis, you could get out of here because zayis has tzad mizbeach also the shemen in the menoches. What's the name of Zayas? This is Bitzad Mizbeach. Bitzayas. Okay, Frag the Gemara. Zayas don't have to come on Tzad Mizbeach. V'ho behed yiksiv be'kerem. Zayas is called kerem in Nach. D'chsiv ayiva migodish vat koma vat kerem Zayas. See, you don't even need the Tzad Mizbeach. You don't even need that. It's simple because Zayas is called kerem in Tanach. Zod Gemara, v'chpob, kerem Zayas ikri. Kerem stomalo ikri. You'll never find Zayas called kerem. It's called Kerem Zayis, so that wouldn't be. So Zayis you would get from the Bamei Atzad, because you don't have the Pirkei, because those has a Tzad Mizbeach. The kids of the Gemara are saying, the best you can do here is Kerem and Zayis. More than that, you can't get out from this limud. So you're still not making me, you're satisfying me. Mikom okoyim, kasha, malatzad ha-shovel, sheyeshkein Tzad Mizbeach. Elazok the Gemara, new story. The Yolef lo mishiva saminim. We'll learn it from Shiva saminim. Ma shiva saminim dova shenene v'ton brocho. I've called dova shenene ton brocho. Now, what's shiva saminim? That's v'chalta v'savotu v'erachtu in that posuk. This is a clear gemara that alamich yemein gimel is the rice. It's a clear gemara. It's a big problem. We'll come to it later. What's zayin aminim? The gemara is kicking zayin aminim to v'chalta v'savotu. It's a machalik stanoim later. Big machalik sarishenim. How we hold? This gemara is clearly being soy same. That Zayin Minim is different than everything else. It's basically like bread. Which in many Rishonim hold, it's not so terrible, but it is a clear Gemara that way. Frey Gemara, you can't learn from there either. Malashiva Saminim Shekin Chayom Bebikurim. Vioid, one's like backtracking. Hotenach La'achrov, Lefon of Minayim. Chaldim Savot Evrach is only Brocha La'achrea. That one says, that doesn't bother me, I took care of that. Holokashi, Dosi Bekava Chomer, Chusoveyim Evoyek Shuroiv, Lekolshkein. Okay, but I still can't learn from Shiva Saminim because of the problem of Chaim Bikurim. Oh, then the girl goes back. The Gemara is bothering the Mandoma Kerem Ravai. It sounded like the Mandoma Netta Ravai was okay, Arato. Those are not so simple, Zog the Gemara. Ulamandatoni, Netta Ravai, Otena called the Barnatia. The live Barnatia? What's good? Kerem Ravai is only grapes. What's Netta Ravai? Fruit trees. So why do you eliminate the fruit trees? The Barnatia. The lav banatia, gombosa baits of a dog in minole. And the truth is, you don't even have to say bosa baits of a dog. Tomatoes also, you don't have to go that far. Anything that grows in the ground, that's not Ilonis. And they claim Rashi Kraga didn't have those words there. Mashal says Rashi didn't have those words. All he had was the labanatiyah, period. And it's labanatiyah. Vegetables shouldn't have brochas. Elo, at this point, the Gemara gives up the ship. All these limudim will not work. They do not work. The truth is, there is no limud. Brocha lefoneo is not midoraisu. Elo svorohu. The ganz is out from brocha arishoino. Svorohu. Osel alodim shehenem and elam azeh beloi brocha. So look at the bottom. Toys el svorohu. Osel alodim shehena. Ukro de nosiv leh. What's with the? We started off with a braisa here. Kodesh ilulun Lashem. Milamin shetunim brocha lefoneo lachreo. Asmachta baalmo. Now this we know, Taisus proves it here, Taisus all over Shas, that the Brocha Lefoneo is the Rabbonon. Basically it's proved from Balkeri. Because Balkeri, we work like Chorei, we work like Lefoneo. Why? And Poyalim, we're always more Machmi Brocha Lefoneo, because the Brocha Lefoneo is the Rabbonon. That's clear. And this is a very interesting thing we're coming out here. It's a Svora. That's your point of view. Forget Kalchom, that's a Svora. What's a Svora? Whatever a Svora is. Svara makes the rices, or Svara makes the abonnets? A Svara will get off machin the rice. As a matter of fact, you have many times in the Gemara says, Loma likro Svara. So you see a Svara can make it the rice. Here it's clear it doesn't. It's one of those question marks. You got to do that. What can you do? The Pnei Shuah tells us, you know the famous Pnei Shuah over here. And the Gemara seems to say Svara is the abonnet. We can come and go as Svara is the rice. Come here. I'm going to make a way all of our rice. I'm going to swore over there. You boys say me a swore. There many places you have that. You boys say me a swore. We take din of the rice and mitzvahs. Why not? Kol rishonim zok the pchaim v'loshim. What were they mahalel? The swore you sure? The swore is the main thing that we have. The swore you sure? Okay. The Pnei Shuah is the famous Pnei Shuah Tzorchi. Exactly how you define these things. That's Chazal had a way of weighing the swores. I mean. Okay. Don Rabbon and also lo odem she yehenem in oilam azeh beloi brocha. V'chol anenem in oilam azeh beloi brocha moal. It's azeh v'mi'ilo. My takante? What should he do? Yelech etzel chochem. Let him go to a chochem. Frag them, yelech etzel chochem. What do you do? The guy ate without a brocha. He's a moal. It was a chochem. I'm not going to help him too much at that point. My ovedlei. Ovedlei is surah. Elo, what do you mean to say? Preventive measure. How do you prepare yourself that you shouldn't get into the mess? Go to Chochem and learn Hilchos Brachos. You'll know what to do. Not after you got a headache. I mean, go to a Chochem before, so that you know Brachos. So you shouldn't come to a matzav of Nena Melam Azeh beloy Bracha. So you do a Dikar Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, "Hey, what are you telling me? Go learn. Go to a Chochem." And learn brocha, so you won't come to a matzah of being nene beloi brocha, right? So what's the big deal? I have to go to a chochem. We all know the mission, and if we don't, we'll know in 2 days. And anything you make shahakal, you yoytzei. So that's all I got to know. What more do I got to know? To get out of the mess of nene beloi brocha, all I have to know is that shahakal works b'diyevet. I don't know anything. I'll make shahakal b'diyevet. It was all done. What? I didn't say it's not. I said Rabbeinu Yehuda says not the way. But by my chlegas, Rabbeinu Yehuda with Reb Ephraim. Okay, Balzan Rabbeinu Yehuda. But who I did? Shafilu shim lo yoda el abich shakel yotzu b'dei mideilu. That's true. If you know shakel, you're out for meilu because you'll never be a nena b'loy brocha. That's true. Did not al kula mama shakel el shetzorich lulmod kidei shiyavorich abrocha ruyel lechol dovedov. Look at Rabbeinu Yehuda. Kenzayin by my chlegas Rabbeinu Yehuda with Ephraim. Kenzayin zogni shanit. He's looking at Rabbeinu Yehuda. So the remark for that, that when people, that's the famous G'dayim, who when they didn't move Masufikim Brochus, they wouldn't eat. Even though you always have the thing of Shakal. I'm telling you what to do. But Mzoktav Chassam Soif had problems with sugar. He had certain problems. He never ate it to finish. And then won't ever get involved, because this Rabbeinu won't ever get involved in using Shakal, you know. Yeah, okay, whatever. It's what his thing was. It's Kerik, it's Kerik Alach, it's candy. I'm sorry, he had a thing over there. Whatever. That's why he's recipient of the Yeah. What you're saying, because it is a very felt, you know, it's you can rely on Shakal, Shet Chamishna, but calls to mind, it's because you could learn better. You didn't want to rely on it. Let him figure it out, you know. Okay. Omer Reb Yehuda Reb Shmuel Kol Anem Lema Zeb Lebrochik Yilin Enemi Kotsh Shemayim. It's like you're taking from Shemayim. Shemayim Lashem Oretzum Loya. Shem Ortsum Loya. Everything belongs to Hashem. Reb Levi Romi Ksiv Lashem Ortsum Loya. Uksiv Hashemayim Shayim Lashem. Vortzah Salam Leyodom. Is the Oretz Lashem or it's the Oretz? Lekashi. Kan Kodem Brocha. Kan Lacha Brocha. Before the Brocha, it's Hashem Ortsum Loya. Once you make it Brocha, it's Oretz Salam Leyodom. Omer Bchina Bapopo Kol Anenem Enei Lamazah Beloy Brocha. Kilu Goizel LaHakodesh Baruch Hu UKnesses Yisroel. He's stealing from Hashem and from Knesses Yisroel. Look at Rashi. Interesting how Rashi learns. Goizel LaHakodesh Baruch Hu as Birchosai. He's stealing from Hashem the broch he should have given him. And the Yidni stealing Shekshechoto Mechoto should say maybe HaPeris Loikin. Because he's a Nene Beloy Brocho. Because he does an Aveira, he brings Einish down on General Klal Yisrael because the Shefa won't be there, the papers themselves are loigin. So he's cheating Hashem, so to speak, and he's cheating Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting way Rashi learns. Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's stealing the Brocha. The Mashur says he would think it's simpler. He's stealing, it's as if he's stealing the fruit. Just like we said now, because that would have been the simple shot. You say it's Hashem or it's some loya. So if you eat without making a Brocha, it's like you're stealing the fruit from Hashem because you can only eat it. So the Rashi has learned that the Rashi learns you're like cheating Kavayochel Hashem out of his brocha. What? What? What you say? Goizel Es Hakadosh Baruch. I don't know. Dig the question. I don't know how you say it in Hebrew. Goizel Mei Hakadosh Baruch. Mei Hakadosh Baruch. What? How do you say? No, so I said in Hebrew, Mr. Shirley. Yes, yeah, I'm saying, or may, lamed, okay, I don't know. Shenem, yet the Pesach itself says it that way. Goizel ovi v'imo, v'yemer ein pesha, suddenly ovi v'imo, ovi v'zakodesh baruch hu, and imo is Knesset Yisroel, is chover hu l'ishmashchis, v'ein ovi v'ela kodesh baruch hu, shenem alo avichu konecho, v'ein imo ela Knesset Yisroel. Shenema Shema Bni Musar Ovich Val Titoi Shtoira Simmech Mai Chove Hu Leish Maschis Om Rebchina Bapopo Chove Hu Le Yerovam Ben Nevot Shehishchis Es Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemai. Meaning Yerovam Ben Nevot was a Choy Teyumachti. So too a person who eats without a brocha, he teaches other people to be eat without a brocha. He shows people you can do that as a Eichet a Choy Teyumachti.
The Sfarah is not Doraisa. Where does it say in the Torah that a Sfarah is Doraisa? No, but if you would say a Sfarah does not Raisa, I'd expect someplace in the Torah to say anything you learn by Sfarah is covered by that.
Correct. But
so where do you see that?
We see it in the Gemara, because the Gemara often will ask.
Where does the Gemara learn it from?
That's a different question. Okay, not from this. How we know? That's a different question. I mean, obviously, we were given a certain latitude to figure things out. It couldn't move. I mean,
but not that it's Doraisa. For example, the Rabbana is Doraisa. Everything you listen,
that's a different thing. Yeah, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Yeah. Reb Chanina bar Papa Romi Ksiv Shteita Posigin Hosheya VeLokachti DeGoni BeItoy. So Hashem refers to the produce as His. Uksiv Asafto DeGonecho In VeHoyim Shamoya. It's yours. So Dima Lokasha, Kan Bizmash Yisrael Oyser and Sonishal Mokim, Kan Bizmash Ain Yisrael Oyser and Sonishal Mokim. When they're Oyser and Sonishal Mokim, then the dog on Shalohem is considered what's after the Gonecho. But by Ain Oyser and Sonishal Mokim, then it's considered as Hashem's Noitlo Umar Lem Shu Shaloh. He takes it away from us and shows that it's really mine. Tana Rabbonon, interesting Gemara here. Tana Rabbonon. Vosafta digonecho. Ma Talmud loima. A famous machloikis. Lefishenemar. Lo yomush sefer atayr azemi picho. Which means kipshuto, he can never stop learning. Yochol dvorim kichsovom. Doesn't mean kipshuto. Shelo yasik viderech eretz. He can't make a living. He can't do anything but learn. Lo yomush atayr. Okay. Talmud lomo safta digonecho. Hanegbo and minig derech eretz. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Hanegbo hem. We im divrei Torah minig derech eretz. Zok to Rashi shem tovoli de tzorech abrius soifchali batel mid divrei Torah. In other words, It's the offertorium. Derech Eretz, that idea. You have to have Derech Eretz, because if you don't have Derech Eretz, you're not going to have what to eat. So what's going to happen? It should be mevatel from the Torah anyway. So it's Hanigwem Derech Eretz, Rabbi Shmuel. Reb Shim ben Yochoy, the famous Reb Shim ben Yochoy. We can't understand. What's Hanigwem Derech Eretz? Set up a business. Efshe Adam Chayrish Bishas Chrisha, Zorei Bishas Zriya, Koitze Bishas Ksira, Dosh Bishas Disha, Zor Bishas Uruach, Torah Mateo Leah, Savannah de Yelan, and Nachman. He doesn't buy the Hanigwem Derech Eretz business. Elo, he said interestingly, "Bizman she Yisrael oisim ritzayna shel mokim melachtem nasas halyedei acher." When they do what they're supposed to do, they don't have to worry about anything. Somebody else will take care of them. Shenema imdu zorim viro tzonachem. People will come, strangers will come, and they'll take care of your tzon. They'll take care of your business. Bizman she ain Yisrael oisim ritzayna shel mokim melachtem nasas halyedei atzmon. Then Shenem Vasafta Digonech. Let's say Rabbi Shmuel is learning Vasafta Digonech is what you're supposed to do. Hanigwam Derech Derecheretz. Rabbi Shimon Yechoy learns Vasafta Digonech is a punishment. When things are right, there's no Vasafta Digonech. We'll get the goyim to do what they'll take care of us. The Rambam states by Yemei Zamoshiach. I mean, nobody will have to do anything. Everything will be taken care of. But Man Sheinai Simisayin Hashal Mokim Dan is Vasafta Digonech. First of all, we got a problem over here. We just Vasata de Gonera is a posuk goyim shemoya. How can you say that's talking ain't oisim soin shalmokim? That parash is talking oisim soin shalmokim. Goyim shemot tishma. That's what. Plus, we just said in the line before that posuk is talking oisim soin shalmokim. The line before we just had a steer. The goni or the gonecha. We said the goni is ain't oisim soin shalmokim. Vasata de Gonera is oisim soin shalmokim. Reb Shimon by Yochoy is now telling that Vasata de Gonera is ain't oisim soin shalmokim. It's an Isaac here. Tais basically the Tais is messed up. The words are completely messed up there. But basically, what it says is here that there's really three levels here. There's Ein Oisin Ritzayna Shalmokim. That's the real Ein Oisin that when they're bad. Then it's the Goni. Hashem takes it back. Then there's Oisin Ritzayna Shalmokim, but they're not Tzadikim Gemurim. Then it's Vasafta de Gonech. It's yours, but you're going to have to work for it. Then there's the high level Oisin, that's Tzadikim Gemurim. That's imduzorim v'rod sonachem. And he says here, after the gonechos ain oisim soinim mokim. He doesn't mean they're rishoyim like before the goni. He means the ois what they call oisim ve'enam oisim. They're oisim soinim shal mokim. They're okay. They're fine in yidden, but they're not tzaddikim gemurim. That is the level of most people, which is after the gonecho. I'm not going to take it away from you, but you're going to have to work for it, which is basically the ground of most people. We'll see in 1 second here. So we have two plans here. We have Rabbi Shmuel, Hanigwam Derech Eretz, and we have Reb Shimon ben Yochoy. Reb Shimon ben Yochoy is the high level of you just learn and things will be taken care of. It's Omer Abaye, I'm sorry. V'lo yoyed al shem lechas acherim nasis al yodah. When they get to the darga of Einoisin, sometimes I have to do work for others too. Depending how much Einoisin shall rock him, you'll get to. Rabbi, har be'osu k'Rabbi Shmuel, ve'olso biyod. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel, and it worked. Meaning, hanigam derech eretz, that's what I'm all about. K'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy, ve'loy also biyodon. It didn't work out. The belt says, I should have my show, but the belt says, the pshat says, that even Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy, his way was not for the rabbi. This cannot be sold to the masses. It's harbe osu k'Rabbi Shmuel, also biyodon. When you make harbe k'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy, it's also biyodon. That's not only meant for the miyut, or Isi b'nei Aliyah v'heimah, but Shimon ben Yochoy is the one who said in Sukkah, Mashiach points out, so Isi b'nei Aliyah v'heimah mu'otim. Okay. Omle rovo l'rabonon, b'matusa, he told his Talmidim, b'matusa minachu, please, b'yoy menissin, u b'yoy metishrei, loy tischazu kamoi. Yoy menissin, Zok Rashi, is dimei akotze. Yoy metishrei, is drichas hagidus, that's when they did the pressing of the wine. It says, don't come to yeshiva then. In other words, take time off them to make a little parnoso, so that'll carry you through the year. Don't come to yeshiva those 2 zmanim. You'll put away in those 2 months, so that you won't be torud in parnoso and you'll mess up the whole year. Like the sedum we had in the beginning of Enoimdim. Is Tairos and Nishmeres, Umalachdim Nasa. See, we didn't put in much time. Doris Arachoyna flipped it. She also malachd on kvavet haros and arois. It was alone as kaima biyodom. V'omer Rebbe Babachonim once were added. Amar Bishem Rishon Meloi. Bo reish loke Doris Arishonim. Doris Arachoyna. Doris Arishonim. We had this already, that tevel to mchayv ma'isi, you need riyas pnei abayis. You got to come in through the front door with it. Is the deris or shen? We're trying to mechayv themselves in mitzvahs. Hoy machnisim pei raseim derech traksim on the front entrance. Kedei lechayvam b'ma'isi. Deris or achroinim, machnisim pei raseim derech gagis, derech tzeris, derech kapivs. Kedei lepor, they're trying to get out from mitzvahs. Mitpor tevin ha'ma'isi. Dom rebyanei ena tevel mischayv b'ma'isi, achi yireh pnei abayis. Shenema biyarti hakodesh min abayis. Rebyanei mafil chotze koiv ha'az. Shenema v'ochlu b'shorecho v'soveyu. Yeah, they all listen. It's a mishum ma'is chotze. So they claim that, as Tosis points out, that avada, it's drabonon. Chotze koiv ha'az drabonon. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they're all the chorinim asking the mishum ma'is chotze. Like, yeah, it's not. Basically, that's they claim Rashi means to say that also. That's a shot from the rice, as Rabbi Yochanan is adding on. But it's zicha midrabonon. That's a good point. Doesn't bring up mission. Chutz min ayay. Yayin cuts its own brocha. Maishno yayin. What's special about yayin? Is ilayim mishum de ishtani le iluyo, ishtani le brocha. Meaning it got to change, got to move up. When we go from grapes to yayin, that's a move up, so to speak. It's a shinin lemalyusa. So again, it got a shinin lemalyusa. It gets its own brocha. Bar shem and ishtin leluy veloshin lebrocha. Yeah, shem zay is turning it to shemen should be the same cheshbon, but we don't find on shemen that has a separate brocha. Dom Rabbi Yehuda Meshul Chen Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda shemen zay is vorm b'pirates. On shemen zay is you make b'pirates. You don't make a special brocha. Amr zog the Gemara hosom mishum the lepsh. What are you going to do over there? Hey chinim, what are you going to say? Nivrich bori priya zayis. See, bori priya gofen, we have an alternative. Bori priya gofen. Gofen doesn't mean grapes. It means the vine. Pri hagefen. We're making the bracha on the wine, which is the pri of the gefen. If you're going to say bori priya zayis, that would mean you're making it on the shemen, which is the pri of the zayis. That is not the bria. That's the maisa odom. You don't make it on the shemen. Peri gofen zayis ikri. And Rashi points out, you would be saying, if you would say Bori Pri Azayis, you'd be saying, Havali Bori Pri Hapri, Shapri Kori Zayis, Veinzu Bri Hashamayim, Kibidei Odom Hibri Yezu. It's not, he wasn't Bori Shemen, that's a Maisa Odom. You have to make the bracha on the natural thing. So you can't say it. Talking about me, can't say it. Say V'nivrach Le Bori Pri, Eitz Azayis. What's a big deal? Say Bori Pri, Eitz Azayis. There's no Hebrew word for the vine. By the Zayis. So say Bari Pri, it's a Zayis. It was a big deal. So that's not the reason. Elam Azucha Chamra Zayin. Chamra gives satisfies. Mishchalo Zayin, Shemen does not. Frank, do you want Mishchalo Zayin? Who told you that? Vatnan, Hanoida Mina Mozin. Someone takes a neder. He's not eating Mozin. Mutter be Mayim ube Melach. That's all he's muttering. Vahavinen bo Mayim ube Melach Udolo Ikri Mozin. Hokol Mili Ikri Mozin. That means everything is called Mozin. Name a tevet yufta the Rav Shmuel. The Amrei in Mevokim Bor Mizaynis Ela Behei Aminim Olvat. Yeah, that's a halacha. We only make Mizaynis on Chameshes Aminim. That means nothing's called Mozin except Chameshes Aminim. How come over there you're telling me that when you take a neder on Mozin, you knock out everything but Mayim Umelach? Oh, v'omer Rav Huna, v'omer Kol Hazon Olai. Enochanam. If you say Mozin, you ask a Mozin, then all that's also is Chameshes Aminim. But there he didn't say mozen, he said kol hazon, anything that gives some sort of nutrition. Whatever it is, you see from there that everything is called zayon, zon, except mayim umelach, alma mishcha zayon. So vayta was stuck. What's the difference between yayin and shemen? Elo chamra soyit, that's more, it satisfies, it's more than zon. Rashi calls choshet feimi mozen, it's umoshcha loy soyit. The chamra mi soyer. Who said that chamra fills you up? The horova have a shosi chamre kol mala yemed the pischa. He drank wine all day erev Pesach. Ki hechi the nigre lalibe the nechel matzo tvei. Faked. It seems to be an appetizer, but Davka drank wine on erev Pesach, so he should have an appetite. Did the matzo? You're telling me that wine's a faked on erev Pesach? He can't eat anything that satisfies. Zog the more very interesting thing. Tuva Gorir, most strange thing. Part the soid. A little wine satisfies. A lot of wine brings on an appetite. It's an interesting thing. To which Tosis points out, they say in Shulchan Aruch, that you can't drink Erev Pesach in the afternoon, a little wine. A lot of wine you could drink, but a little wine you could drink. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Aleph over there. Frank, what's called a little wine? I don't know, but anyway. Me soid klal. Who says it? Who said it satisfies? Shoy posuk nitaz evoksev. The yayin yisamach levav enosh, velechem levav enosh yisod. So what does the posuk say? Yayin is sameach, lechem is soyed. It sounds like yayin is not soyed. Namahu de soyed. Lechem is soyed. Chamer loy soyed. So no, you're reading the posuk wrong. The posuk means yayin is mesameach and soyed. Lechem is only soyed. Elochamra is betarte. Soyed umesameach. Nahamo misad soyed smuchelo mesameach. Bekitzer, the chshivas of yayin, you wouldn't have thunk it, but the chshivas of yayin, that it's koveya brocha l'atzmo, is because it's soyed. It satisfies. Frag the Gemara. Ihochi nivruch alei sholish broches. So then let's bench on wine. Now this is a strange thing because the Gemara will later learn that Eretz is mafsik dekruah and Gimel Brochus is only on lechem. So as much as you want to make it a yayin, it's the Gemara that we got a posuk later, this benchin, real benchin, Gimel Brochus, only on lechem. Zog the Nachlas David, and you have to learn the Gemara's fatfashtan here. If yayin is so sud, does get a rain in lechem. That would be cool. We know what's called lechem, and lechem doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Zisha's bread. I mean, lechem means lechem. I don't know what it means exactly. We would have had a tzad to say here, it should be nichlal in lechem. Zog the Gemara, interesting answer. Lo kavi inchi sudosayo alayim. People are not kavi sud on yayin. Only Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lubavitch kovale sud say mayim. What if I am kavi sud ala yayin? Zog benchen. Oma leilich shiyovu elio v'yoymar. With Elio, we'll see what he has to say. Hashtamiyah botla daita itzel kolodom. We had a Gemara, if you remember, even if you didn't, as I always say, we had a Gemara on your base that on dates, if you bench, you yoytze, because it's very satisfying. As long as the Rishonim here, Eivazei af Yayin is avada that way. Because Yayin, you see, is more than dates. There's no Shum Havamina anywhere in the Gemara that you should bench on dates. There's no such thing. The Gemara had a serious Havamina that Yayin is so soyed you should bench. And the answer is not that it doesn't. The only answer is because people are not Kaveya Suda. So if anything, Yayin is more than dates. So if we hold from that Gemara that B'diyevit, if you bench on dates, you Yoytze, is if you bench on Yayin, you Zicha Yoytze. Guf Omer B'yura M'Shmuel V'chein Omer B'yitzik Omer B'yam Shemen Zayis M'vorchon Ol Bori Priyoetz. Frank Dimaro, what's going on there? You drank oil. Hey chedomi, ilam et koshoselei ozuke mazikle. It's mazik. If you drink straight oil, it's mazik legufei zaktash. Ein zu achila shetuna brocha. Rabbi brocha lachal. That's a nishkin achila, and I'll prove it to you. The sanya, if you eat truma b'shoygeg yechayev keren v'chaimish. Shteid ishki yechol kodesh. Correct. Said Oichel. Zog the Brisa. Hashoyse shemen shel truma. Mishalem esaker. Ain't mishalem esachoymish. You don't pay choymish. Why? Because that's not called. You ate it. That's stam being mazik yourself. Hasoch shemen shel truma. Mishalem esaker. Mishalem esachoymish. So you see that eating straight ahead shemen is mazik. Shtikan achila bechalal. You don't need a bracha altogether. Zel aloka. You don't need a bracha altogether if you're down a cup of shemen. Elo de koch leya de pas. You ate. Okay, smear some olive oil on your bread. So I invite you. You don't need a brocha then. You make the brocha on the bread. Ihochi havele pas iker v'hu tofel. That's olive oil. I eat something with bread. I've had it a pas is iker. Utnan ze aklal kol she iker v'motfelo mevorich alo iker upoiter es hatfelo. So you're gonna make a moitzi. So what a case that you make bori priyates on shemen zayis. Elo, the koshosile adei a nigrin. He mixed it with a nigrin. Domer Rabba Bashmuel, a nigrin maya the silk, and sigrin maya the kula yark, the kula shalkim. Silk is beets, if I'm not mistaken. a nigrin is some sort of beet juice. Maybe it's borscht. You put in there, you put shemen into your borscht. Lamazog. You put some shemen into your beet juice. Im kein havele a nigrin ike ve shemen tovel vaita utan za kal kol she ike ve motvela bevor gal ike u poter es atvela. So what bracha would you make on that? Shteit ramo you make shak, we'll have to see later. Many things you should really make bapi adom, but that's not a discussion right now. But you're not going to make bapi eight, that's for sure not. Och be may askinen be khoshish be groinoy. He's got some sort of problem in his throat, and the medicine for that was shemen. He can't down shemen alone. They would mix it with a nigrin. But then, since you're drinking it for the medicinal purposes of the shemen, that the shemen the iker, so now you got to make the bracha on shemen. There you're going to make bori prio eitz. B'chol ma'askin b'chosh b'grun desanya, achosh b'grun on Shabbos lo yarenu b'shemen tchila. Don't gargle with shemen b'shabbos. That looks like refuah. Avol noisin shemen harbe l'toich anigrin. Put it into a nigrin ubole and drink it down. Then it doesn't look like refuah. Look like refuah, which is showing you that this the refuah aspect. So therefore, comes out what? If you're drinking it, you have shemen mixed with anigrin. If you drink it for refuah purposes, that makes the shemen the ikir. Zogin the poskim, even if it's not roiv, even if roiv is the beet juice, usually ikir goes by roiv. But here, since the purpose is medicinal, the shemen is the ikir. If you drink it because you like beet juice, then the anigrin is ikir. They most say even if it'll be a lot of shemen, because you can't drink the shemen without the anigrin. But the case, there you have a case. We have shemen mixed with anigrin. You're drinking it for refuah purposes. Mela, the bracha is the bracha of the shemen. What bracha do you make on shemen? So they told us, you make bori, pri, or eight. So the gemara pshito is b'chal poshut that you have to make. See, they understood here that the chiddushes, you have to make a bracha altogether. What's poshut? You have to make a bracha when you drink shemen zayis and an oifen refuah. I mean, if you tell me they meant when you stomp down the shemen, that's a tremendous chiddush. One says it's wrong. You don't make a bracha. Hell, it's talking where it's mixed with anigrin and you drink it for a fuah. So if I said it's poshut, you got to make a bracha. It's not so poshut. Mao the same a kevin de la refuah kom mechavin lo livrach ale klal. I could have it said that you shouldn't make a bracha altogether. Since Lamaisa there is anodis taste over there, you have to make a brocha. And Tois points out, come down to Dinish Chonorch also, that if you have mashkin, it's something that people drink for medicine, if they're bad medicine, you don't make a brocha. But he is le hanomine below horafua. Boy brucha, that's so many of the kids' medicines, Lamarshal. They make them full of candy, they're sweet. Truth is, you should make a shackle on that, man. You know, because they put flavoring in there. That's exactly the point. So it does taste good.